This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Stevens with us. OffGridMontana.com. OffGridMontana.com. Rich, you were talking about the stock market.
Kind of an economic 101 update, Vince. I remember you said you had a comment. So did you want to comment on something I already said, or you want me to continue and then you can comment?
Yeah, I'd like to make a quick comment about what you said about the stock market being manipulated. I totally agree. Rich, you have 3 degrees, I believe. I only have 2. So we both studied formally at the college and university level. And I learned in those 6 years of studying finance and economics that businesses make products or they offer services. But all of them have customers. Every business has a customer. Well, we have transitioned in the United States from products, making products, to information. Services. So companies have transitioned from making things to selling information. Two of the largest companies in the country are Google and Facebook. Google was a search engine company, but they got involved in selling information, spying on us. Facebook was a vanity company, a look at me company. Letting people say, look at me, look at my dog. That's me with the popsicle. That's me with the lollipop. Look at my dog. Look at the front of my dog. Look at him roll over. I mean, idiotic stuff like that. That's Facebook. And that's become one of the largest companies in the country. It's embroiled in a scandal. Well deserved. Then let's look at John Deere. So if I were to ask the rhetorical question, so what do you think of John Deere, class? People might say, well, they make tractors. They're painted green with yellow highlights, maybe a green tractor with yellow wheels, or they make agricultural machinery, farm machinery. That's John Deere. That's what they're known for. But if you were to ask somebody at John Deere, so what do you guys do? They would say, well, you know, you probably think we're an iron company. We make things out of iron and steel. Well, no, that's not what we do. We are an information company. John Deere has transitioned in their minds to an information company. So if you have a tractor, a current model John Deere tractor, and something fails, I'm talking about a large tractor, I'm not talking about a lawnmower, I'm talking about a large tractor, agricultural equipment, it can communicate with John Deere and say, hey, I've got this problem. Can you send a service technician out to this location, because I know where I am, and get me fixed up? That's what John Deere envisions them as. So we have lost our way. And we've said, you know, heck, why do we have to make it? Let's let China make it. We don't need to make those things. Bill and Hillary Clinton were involved in the transition of moving our jobs to China. At the same time, they are saying we're creating jobs. Nonsense. They have sold us out. So we have lost our way. We have lost the American dream. We have lost the ability for that guy or gal to leave high school early, quit high school, and get the job at the factory, you know, down the road in their village and be successful and provide the economic wherewithal to raise a family. And then to have that boat on a trailer in the driveway. And two cars. And a house. We've lost that because we've shifted those manufacturing jobs to Mexico, China, you know, Bangladesh. And some of the products... Yesterday, I worked on a Kia, an automobile, K-I-A. I got to tell you, it's an Asian automobile. It's the first one I've ever seen up close. I mean, I've seen them next to me, you know, as I travel. But this was the first one I got under. Raised the hood, put it up on a lift, got under it. That thing is as thin as they could make it. You take your thumb and you push on the sheet metal and it bends in easily. I got to hand it to our Asian friends. They have been able to lighten the load that the engine has to support in transporting that vehicle around. They have eliminated steel everywhere they could. It's cheesy, in my opinion. And so another lie is they do these crash statistics and they say, well, this one holds up better in a crash. Well, what is that crash? That crash is they drive it into an unmovable object, like a brick wall. And so it's the car crashing by itself. And then they report on how well it survived. Well, I'll tell you what. You take that 2,500-pound Kia or whatever it weighs, and you crash it into our Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, three-quarter-ton pickup truck, there's only going to be one survivor, and that's the Dodge. So when I look at these people who read these reports, this misleading information, false information, bogus information, like these crash statistics, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. If you look at a baseball batter, guy gets up at bat, he picks the bat that's going to give him the most kinetic energy to connect with that ball, to hit the ball the farthest. He's not going to say, I'll tell you what, you got any bats made by Kia? He's going to look for a bat made by Mack Truck. Right? He's going to look for a bat made by Terex, that great big earth-moving company. He wants a lot of kinetic energy to hit that ball. And when you look at a football team, do they say, wait a minute, hold it, we got too many big guys on the team. You got any guys that weigh like 100 pounds? We want to swap out some of some of our lineup for maybe 500 pounders. It's about mass. It's about kinetic energy. And we have lost our way. And what has happened to business? H. Ross Perot said there would be a giant sucking sound coming from Mexico. Yeah, it's happened. We've lost our jobs to Mexico. Now I look for products that are made in Mexico because I think they're better than some of the products that are made elsewhere. It used to be that the best products were made in the United States. The best. And if you looked at in the 1950s and 1960s at a Japanese product, if it said, make in Japan on the bottom, you go, this is garbage. As a matter of fact, we even had an expression. And that expression was, it's made in Japan, which was synonymous for junk. You think I'm kidding? Ask some of the senior citizens what made in Japan means. Made in Japan, equal sign, junk, when I'm talking about the 1950s and the 1960s. You could buy a General Electric radio, a Zenith radio, an RCA radio, tube-powered radio. You could plug it in, it'd work for years. You buy one from Made in Japan, and it would last a week. The USA one was $20, the Japanese one was $10. But people learned very quickly that a drill bit made in Japan would last one hole, not in steel. Because they couldn't drill through steel with a Japanese drill bit. You could drill through wood, and then it would be shot. Japanese clamps. If you were a woodworker and you bought Japanese clamps and you tightened them enough to do the glue, the woodworking with glue, they'd crack and break. Not the American ones. But they painted them up and they made them look great. Just like that Kia. It looks great. But when you're underneath it, you go, wow, I can't believe this thing made it here. I hope it makes it out of here. That's just my opinion. Rich, please continue.
you know, it all starts from lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job. That was, this has happened over the last four decades in mass. What some people call affirmative action and quotas. There's so many different names that they try to disguise it. But this is why they don't like the word group identity politics. They don't like the word group. They want to call it identity politics to mask what they've done to lower the bars of standards and expectations. Because that's how you destroy America from within, by rewarding mediocrity. It turns our country, which was the best in the world, into the law of diminishing returns. So opportunity, knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, innovation is going to be only available for the top very few. And one example I give often on the air is the fact that when you talk about QE or quantitative easing, which they're still doing, not just buying stocks, but buying bonds, not just our Fed, but other central banks from around the world, like Switzerland, who's been buying hundreds of billions of our stocks and bonds. Now, this is just to keep this illusion afloat. And this is why I try to say, probably not often enough, that Trump inherited sabotage and demolition. Whether you like him or not, we have so many headwinds for economic growth and prosperity for the people. Demographics, debt, credit, pensions, the valuations, the future rates of growth just doesn't look good when you have corporate, household, and government debt and promises at the level they're at. With corrupt monetary policies from the central banks, Keynesian economics, group identity politics. You know, when you look around the world, central banks now own almost half of the global GDP. So in other words, free markets and supply and demand isn't even an issue. It's all theater. It's all illusion. When economies are controlled by non-elected people, like the EU, it's basically creating a caste system, protecting the status quo. And this is why America, we gotta forget about this left-right paradigm. Because whether you blame our loss of jobs on people coming through the Mexican border or companies being shipped abroad, it's all that. But what's really going to destroy the American worker, the bottom 93% from achieving any prosperity, and that's robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. The technocracy is using us to surveil us, to censor us, and the people aren't getting the information, like I mentioned earlier in the show. If 80% of the people are getting their news and information off of Google and Facebook, that's not good information. That's propaganda information. That's Hegelian dialectic information. When you have a people where the number one, the two words they talk about is solvency and liquidity, because they're so broke, this is all... We have to think of plan Bs, and that's why we're on the air. Talk more about that after the break, Vince.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildgraf. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you know I have a Facebook account. And I only use Facebook for one purpose. The purpose is that I list who's going to be on the air that day and what we plan on talking about. Today I did something that I don't do normally. And I posted a message on Facebook. And it says, quote, "So, I was thinking of not using Facebook any longer. Does it matter to anyone? I'm asking a serious question. Does it have any relevance to our daily broadcast?" That's what I said. So I have some responses from that question. And one person said, "I think it's important to leave," meaning leave Facebook. "I haven't done it yet. I've downloaded my file this morning." That means the surveillance file, what Facebook has collected about this person. Another person said, "I still like using Facebook. Convenient, easy. I feel like anybody can use our information if they really want to, anywhere or anytime. If you don't want someone seeing or hearing what you say or do, then don't do it." That's a good point. But I don't like the idea of all these parasite, pervert, peeping toms that put cookies into the web pages so that when we click on them, they track them. I don't like people being able to turn on a cell phone next to me because someone has a cell phone in the room where I am. Not me, but someone else having a cell phone and having the camera being turned on without my knowledge or consent. I don't like it. I don't like cameras following me everywhere I go. I don't like the license plate scanners. I don't like the tracking that is done with credit cards. And I don't like the degree of surveillance by the government corporation and other corporations. So to the people in Facebook, I'm trying to give a message that my Facebook account may disappear at any point in time. Now, if we lose class members as a result of it, I'm sorry. But I feel that privacy and taking a leadership position in exiting Facebook is what I need to do. So what I will do is, when possible, I will post on USA Prepares what we're going to be talking about, who's going to be on with me, and those kinds of things, or who's going to be, hosting, that kind of thing. But it really bothers me that people are saying, well, you know, if you don't like being spied on, then just don't do it. I don't like being spied on, period. I don't like the fact that a credit card bank is tracking my every purchase. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. I don't like it. I like the idea of cash because it's anonymous. And then the other team would say, well, you obviously are doing something that's illegal, immoral, or otherwise you don't want people to know what you're doing. Right. I don't want people to know what I'm doing. It's none of their business. And when somebody calls me at home and says, so what are you doing? None of your business what I'm doing. And who is this anyway? I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed that my every move is being tracked. That's why I moved out in the middle of nowhere, because I don't want to be tracked. Not that I'm doing anything illegal, immoral, or wrong. It's just nobody's business. On Friday, I'm going to do a special broadcast. I talked about Rich about it last night. I'm going to do a special broadcast on what happened to older cars, where they went. I finally connected the dots this weekend. I literally did. I was working on an older vehicle, a 1994 vehicle, 24 years old, and I figured out what happened to the older vehicles. Special broadcast about a huge, huge scandal. How huge? I believe it affected every man, woman, and child in the United States at one point in time. Anyone who is, let's say, 40 years old or older. Every one of us. We'll be right back. And Rich Sheehan is going to be continuing the discussion.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it.
God, you're
take my when you go.
Let me see.
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Achievement's with us. And we've had some rants today. You know, Rich, when I call you at your home, I believe almost always the words that I first say is, "Hey, Rich, this is Vincent. Do you have a minute or is this a bad time?" Which is not what most people, that when you call, you say the same kind of thing. But when a lot of people use their cell phones, that's not what happens. They say, "Where are you?" Or, "What are you doing?" Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. And I hear it all the time. They don't say, "Hey, this is Vincent. Would you be so kind as to tell me what you're doing right now?" I mean, really, think about that. How did we get to the point where we are so rude? Even if I were to be extremely polite. "Hi, Mr. Sheehan. This is Vincent Finelli. I'm calling from Missouri. Would you mind telling me what you're doing right now?" I just don't know how we got to this point. But it's not even that. It's like, "What are you doing?" That's the first few words that a person hears when they answer the cell phone. Or, "Where are you?" Maybe, "Where am I? Who is this?" I can't stand it. I can't stand it. So if you look at where we've gone, we've been so stupid that I have to be careful. Other people have been so stupid that they allow this. And for people to say, "Well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so it's okay." If they want to listen to in on me, you know, if I'm in the bedroom or in the bathroom or in the shower or I'm buying something, you know, if they want to do that's okay. That's okay if they listen in. It's okay if they track my every move. Have those people lost their minds? I like the idea of being able to go into an antique store, if I choose to do that, without the credit card company saying, "Hey, at 2:07 on Friday the 18th, you were at this antique store, and you bought a whatever." I don't think it's any of their business what I do. And for someone to say, "Well, it's okay, you're just an antique store, you've got nothing to hide, so what's the problem?" The problem is they're invading my space. They're a bunch of peeping Toms. They're looking over the fence, as it were, at the girls in bikinis, and they're taking camera shots and videos, and they're recording them. That's the equivalent of what these spying perverts have done. And class, you have not come to the point where you're screaming about it. Okay, so 800,000 people, allegedly, young people, have protested in Washington, D.C. They got together. Now, do you think it's possible for 800,000 people to show up without the approval and blessing of the government corporation and the police? Do you think it's possible? Let me give you a couple quick calculations. 800,000 people show up. Let's say they show up by buses. And you put 50 of them in a bus. 16,000 buses. Do you think the city of Washington, D.C., the city-state of Washington, D.C., would allow that without their prior approval? 16,000 buses showing up? Okay, let's make it a different visualization. So each one of these 800,000 people has 3 hamburgers. Now, they probably had breakfast, they probably had lunch, and they probably had dinner. But let's just convert it to a very simple, basic meal. It's basic, not even a meal. Poison. Packaged poison. So they go to the Golden Arches, and they each buy 3 hamburgers. One for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner. Minimum subsistence. That's 2.4 million hamburgers that day. For just them. Okay? Let's say they're thirsty. And they only drink water. Now, let's say they buy a bottle of water. Or a cup of soda. Or a cup of coffee. That's 2.4 million containers for the beverage. 2.4 million. So, how is that disposed of? Okay, let's say there was one garbage truck for every 8,000 people. Is that reasonable? I think that's reasonable. One garbage truck for every 8,000 people. That's 100 garbage trucks. Okay, so these protesters are protesting what? They want us to do something, the adults to do something. They want gun confiscation, gun control. But they really don't know what they want, but that's what they're saying. They're saying that's what they want. I think the protest was a fabulous first start. Hard to believe Vin Finelli would say that this protest he thought was good. Absolutely. wrong message, but I think it's great that they all got together and showed up en masse. Now, what would happen if they surrounded the White House and demanded something really important, like tax reform, the reduction of income taxes by 75%? That's something important. I'd like to see them do that. And now that they know how to protest, that's the next step. Show up and demand that. Surround Congress. And don't let those Congress critters out until they reduce taxes by 75%. But here's what these young people want to do. They want gun confiscation. Okay, so the average gun, in my opinion, is $750. Whether it be a Glock or a Springfield Armory or a Smith & Wesson, whether it be new or used, an AR, an AK, a .22 target rifle, average value, in my opinion, is going to be about $750. If a typical enthusiast has 10 of them, rifle, pistol, shotgun, you know, a collection, that's $7,500 at $750 a piece. So these youngsters want to confiscate or tax or remove or have our guns stolen by the government corporation at the average of $7,500 for each one of us who collects or owns guns. I object to that. Now, 17 people were killed in the latest school shooting. But in 2017, over 1,100 people were killed by the cops. So let's have police reform. Let's confiscate police. Yeah, right. Confiscate police. Let's put them in jail. Let's remove them from society. Let's strip them of their uniforms, badges, and shields that protect them from prosecution. How about that? You think I'm kidding? I'm not. I'm outraged that these young people are requesting that my personal property be confiscated because they think that removing guns from people who could protect them is a good idea. What a bunch of bozos. I was asked when I walked into a farm supply, they said, why do you carry a gun? I said, it's my duty. It's my duty to carry a gun. And by the way, if something bad happens here, Judy, I can do something about it. But if I'm not here, I can't help you. You're on your own.
Vince, may I say something?
Sure.
Okay. A great thing to really march about would be that all universities who are against free speech should have taxpayer dollars and grants eliminated. Now, as far as gun control, all you got to do is say 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones and sanctuary cities. That one truthful statement says it all. And in the USA, we have the highest gun ownership per capita in the world with 90 guns per 100 residents. And yet our murder rate is 111th. And if you eliminated sanctuary cities and gun-free zones, we would be one of the best countries to live in the world. So this has nothing to do with taking away our basic. Let me tell you what this is all about. It's the aristocracy seeing that the people are waking up and the bankers are afraid. The judges are afraid. The lawyers are afraid. The politicians are afraid. All the people who sold us out are afraid, and especially the people at the very top, and they're doing everything to basically neuter the people for standing up for their lawful rights, which is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And, you know, you said quite a few things here. What we need to do, you were talking about how people lost their mind and they're not considerate anymore. We need to start saying, please, thank you, I'm sorry, you're welcome, things like that more often. And, you know, what the powers that be are doing, you talked about spying. What spying does, folks, is change the truth. And they use it against you. And that's one of the reasons why for over a year now, I even post my radio shows on my website, because they're changing the words I say by using my voice. They have the AI technology to do that. They've deleted five-star reviews from my book. They've said my book is out of stock. They've misspelled my book titles. So search engines couldn't pick it up. I've had books returned to me where I don't have the introductory chapter, the first chapter, the second chapter. They've changed words around, deleted some, added more. It's all about taking reality and changing it for the benefit of carrying their agenda and narrative. It's for we are letting the elite poison us against ourselves. And this is why I talk about practice with your preachers all the time. But Vince, if I may, I want to give a few more points about the economy before the show's over. I just want to repeat this one thing, folks. 95% of QE or money printing, 95% goes to the top 1% to 7%, depending on what you read. It's not a left-right paradigm. It's an aristocracy managing the serf paradigm. That's what it's all about. We have rising debt levels just required to keep retail sales. We need savings, not money printing. And we need to be debt-free. And I'm going to mention a few more points, Vince, after the break. And
sure.
I'll give you the microphone. Thank you.
Yeah. Rich Evans with us. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com, and Kyle in Montana. Welcome. You're live with Rich Stevens and me.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Rich.
Morning.
I just had a couple of real quick things, Vince, and then I'll get off here. The rant about the kids just about drove me crazy. Well, this still drives me nuts that we're actually listening to high school students whose brains haven't even developed enough to know split beans from coffee. It's just amazing to me, and I've thought about this a lot, and I've come up with a new term. You can't reason with these kids because their brains ain't fully developed. They have what I call now an emotional attachment identity. And if you attack what they particularly stand for, they have taken it on as an identity, but it's an emotionally based identity that has got nothing to do with common sense or history. They don't know nothing about what they're talking about. They just, oh, we don't want to be hurt no more. Well, give me a break. That's life. And I agree. They should do something. The adults should do something, but not. They have never lived under tyranny. And I agree with you and Rich. I think that they're exactly wanting to take away the guns. I heard of the other guy the other day talking, and he was saying, you know, think about how bad the government right now overrules your life and regulates you out of existence. Imagine, just imagine if you had no way to even deter them, what they would do.
I got an agricultural census in the mail, a second threat letter from the USDA, threatening me because they say that they haven't received my first one. And I'm toying with the idea of saying, well, this is really complicated, and it's going to take me about 100 hours to complete this accurately. And I don't work for you guys, so you'll have to pay me to do it. I figure $100 an hour is what I would charge to consult with them for what is necessary for me to complete this agricultural census form. So $100 an hour times 100 hours, and I'll send it in. Other than that, I can't do it because I am busy trying to stay afloat. I don't need their make-work stuff invading my privacy. How many chickens, what kind of chickens, how many different plants of grass, of which they have 99 different plants that they want me to identify on this agricultural census. How many tractors, how many are below 40 horsepower, how many are above 40 horsepower, what kind of fuels, how many Mexicans, it's who makes the decisions, and what percentage do the members of this enterprise make decisions? Have they made decisions last year, this year? Who's going to make the decisions? Who is in charge? I mean, it's on and on and on. This survey, it's not a survey. It's an interrogation, and I object to it.
Yeah.
And the head of the USDA ought to be removed from office without compensation, without pension, without any lifetime anything. Needs to be thrown out.
On one final note, I have something I haven't done myself yet, but I'm going to do it sometime here in the next few days. People were all mad about this omnibus bill that got passed. There's a guy on YouTube that explains a lot of this stuff, and according to a friend of mine who did listen to it, he said he explains it really well, and it's called, the guy's name is Isaac Green, and it's called Embracing the Omnibus Bill. So I don't know that much about it, Vince, but I know you can pull it up pretty quick, you and Rich, but okay. I'm gonna, and I will too, but for very long. But it's on YouTube, and I'm
let me tell you something real quick because we only have a few seconds left. Basically, from what I understand, he's going to use, hopefully, going to use the military to build the wall. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's in a rumor stage. But see, we don't get the intelligence at that level. You know, we just get assumptions and things of that nature. And it looks like we're out of time. So, Vince, we'll have to do it again soon.
Yeah, we can. Yes.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, Kyle, did you check your schedule for Friday?
I will be there. I can be on Friday. Yep.
Okay. Friday special broadcast with Kyle. He was a what would you say, shop foreman for a dealership?
I was, yep.
And we're going to expose the greatest scandal that ever hit the automobile industry. No one has talked about it. People say no one's talked about it, but no one has talked about this. We've connected the dots, and Kyle agrees with what I've uncovered. We're going to share that with you on Friday. Rich Sheehan, thank you so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.